Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. Morgellons disease is an uncommon, unexplained skin disorder characterized by sores, crawling sensations on and under the skin, and in some cases, fiber-like filaments emerging from the sores. The disease is poorly understood, and it is unclear what causes Morgellons, leaving many people who suffer from it at the risk of misdiagnosis as a psychotic condition. My guest this morning in the studio is Joe Kelleher. He has suffered from Morgellons disease and has since recovered. Joe's story will be featured on the show Diagnose Me on the Discovery Life cable TV channel tonight, Friday, June 12th at 10 p.m. Joe, thanks for coming in and talking to me this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom.
Can you just describe your experience with Morgellons, how you figured out that you had this disease and what happened after that?
Sure. I would have started the school I had worked at was down near Scottsdale, Arizona, and there was a lice outbreak, and I had a kind of a crawling sensation on my scalp, and asked the school nurse to check my head, and she said, "You don't have lice," and it continued, and it would come and go, and eventually I connected with a medical professional. She thought I had sheet mites, and it continued after I took, there were ointments to take to clear that stuff. And I went from there to a dermatologist, and he said I had scabies. And it was kind of a scary situation because scabies, according to him, it would last 7 years. It's not easy to get rid of, all of that. And so I was pretty much terrified of what was going on. And so looking for every solution I could, I went online. I found different companies that had different products. And there was one company I called on a Saturday morning, and the representative asked about my symptoms. And I said, well, you know, I can't see these bugs, but they're there, and they are all over my body, going up my nostrils, down my ear canals. And he responded with, "I'm sorry, we can't help you. You have a condition that is incurable." And so he asked me to look at their website. And that's the first that I heard of Morgellons disease. And from there, it's a big can of worms. Things start opening up, and I start looking at it. And the vast majority of the medical world see this as a delusional condition. However, there has been research done that suggests that's not the case. So anyways, I recovered 8 years ago. I since have published a number of pieces connecting this to mercury, especially focused in on just patterns related to mercury through time. And it's still very controversial, and so I'm happy to be here, but I'm also happy to be able to share on the Discovery Life network.
Yeah. How did you recover from this?
The shortest way I can put this is I connected with a parasitologist, Dr. Omar Amin, who just miraculously lived 16 miles from the apartment I was living in. And I connected with him, and he told me to get dental records, to get my blood tested, see if there are dental toxicity issues. At the time, I had 9 amalgam fillings, mercury fillings, and I had those removed and replaced. I had a chelation through Dr. Bruce Sheldon, who is considered one of the greats in alternative medicine. He's down there in the Phoenix area. And he IV'd me with a chelation agent, which is something that binds with the metal and pulls it out of your system. And little by little, the symptoms started to lessen, and it no longer felt like bugs. It felt more like kind of the sensation you get when your foot's falling asleep, only it was all over my body. And since then, that was 8 years ago, but I continue to detox. I regularly do things, keep things as part of a routine to keep my system clean.
Talk a little bit more about this link with mercury. It sounded like for you, that was really the key into the lock of Morgellons, is getting the mercury out of your system. Is that common among people who are suffering from Morgellons?
Well, it's really curious, and that's a controversial piece. Dr. Amin actually had connected it to adhesives, Dicol, Life. There's other types of dental adhesives. And so when he insisted I have my mercury fillings removed, he was not really considering the mercury. He was considering the adhesives below the mercury. Obviously, it was something I was happy to get through, and I wanted to be over this. I didn't want to have anything to do with it anymore. However, I wrote a piece for Dr. Amin to give to his patients to assure them they could get well. And he contacted me maybe 3 or 4 months after I sent it to him and said, Explore magazine, a journal for medical professionals, wanted to publish this. And would I be willing to let them? And I said, well, sure. But it ended up, because of that, I went back to the old records, and especially an article by a doctor named Kellett in 1935. And he looked at all the accounts of Morgellons from way back in the late French Renaissance up through the Victorian era of England. And when I looked at it, my background's archaeology as a researcher, I started seeing patterns that connected this to mercury exposure. So I went to London and I went to France and I did the research, and it was published that very next year by Explore again. So that's where I'm at. I'm kind of the key researcher connecting this to mercury.
Wow, that's an amazing role that you're playing in all of this. Why is, you know, you're out there doing this research, you're traveling around the world, you're trying to figure this out. Why aren't other researchers tackling this? Or are there other people that are looking into this, the medical community or other kinds of researchers? And why don't we know more about Morgellons disease?
Well, there are a couple of researchers doing key research. And most of them are associated with the Holman Foundation out of Austin, Texas. They have linked all of this to like a Lyme disease, or Lyme disease seems to have an association. However, and I've tried to point this out to them, the Borrelia, which is used to diagnose Lyme disease, the populations grow when mercury's present. So, you know, I see a link to mercury again. Randy Wymore out of Oklahoma State University has done quite a few studies on fibers and patients, and has shown that the fibers, in fact, are below the skin. This is not something somebody can inject in themselves. You can't put fibers under your skin. That's absurd. So there's a lot of troubled individuals out there who are confused in the medical world. It's hard to deal with people who have Morgellons because it really does get to your head. It's a very intense. It's an experience that's hard to describe. I've tried to write about it. The people who truly understand are other people who have this condition. So your radio audience, I'd have a very hard time telling them exactly what it's like.
I've seen you or in your writings describe it as hell on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, I'm talking with Joe Kelleher. He suffers from Morgellons disease, and he's since recovered. His story is going to be featured on a program called Diagnose Me. That's going to be on the Discovery Life cable TV channel tonight, Friday, June 12th at 10 p.m. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about a disease called Morgellons disease. And my guest is Joe Kelleher, who suffered from Morgellons disease and has since recovered. And his story is going to be featured on a program called Diagnose Me. That's going to be on the Discovery Life cable TV channel tonight, Friday, June 12th at 10 p.m. Joe, how did you come to be featured on a television show as it relates to Morgellons disease?
Well, actually, the Discovery Life folks contacted me through email, and I think that they had heard about my story through the Holman Foundation. Actually, it may be. I have quite a presence online, and I am well known in the Morgellons community, and so I suspect somehow they heard about my story and my recovery. They're looking for that specifically. They contacted me. There are a number of hoops I had to jump through, and then finally they decided, yeah, we want to do a show on your recovery.
Okay. As you mentioned, you have a presence online. You're pretty active in this. Why are you so driven, now that you've recovered, to keep helping the people out there who might be suffering from this or might suspect they suffer from Morgellons disease?
You know, having gone through it, there was nothing available when I was sick. There was very little. And I'm not alone in recovery. There's a number of other people who have recovered. But universally, all of these people are trying to help people who are suffering because they know if you go to a doctor and you say, I have Morgellons disease, more often than not, the doctor's going to say, that's delusional. Or they may not say it, but they'll insinuate it, and that's unfortunate because there are physiologic parameters that can be measured easily that show more than just the fibers, more than the lesions, more than the bug-crawling sensations. It's systemic. There are a lot of symptoms, and those symptoms should be pursued.
Let's talk a little bit more about the symptoms. You've talked a little bit about what you went through, this sensation of crawling bugs on your skin. But you've also mentioned a couple times now these fibers, and in my introduction I mentioned it too. Can you describe what that looks like? It's such a creepy sounding kind of thing, fibers growing out of the skin or under the skin.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy, and it's kind of science fiction-y sounding. And unfortunately, here's the thing, I never had fibers, and I never had the lesions per se. I have pimples across my chest, but I expected to get those, but I never did. I think that I reversed what I was going through quickly enough to be able to get away from those symptoms. These symptoms do appear to occur on a spectrum, much like autism, and the fibers themselves, Randy Wymore, I mentioned, he and his laboratory have done a number of studies. The FBI has looked at these fibers, and they were not able to match it to anything. And this brings up a big topic. There's a number of peer-reviewed research pieces out there. If you go to PubMed online, you'll see that the conclusions contradict each other. So in one, it'll say, these fibers are nothing more than lint off a person's clothing. And then another study will say, we don't know what these fibers are. We really don't. However, the Holman Foundation, their research suggests it's keratin, and it's much like what our fingernails are made out of, projecting out of the skin. And I'm fortunate I didn't get that symptom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. This whole thing sounds very terrifying. And I know what you went through and not being able to sleep and this crawling sensation was bad enough without fibers projecting out of your skin and the sores. If people suspect that they might have this kind of disease, Morgellons disease, what should they do?
Well, first off, you need to find a good doctor. And if you go into the doctor and you mention your symptoms, and you can say, people, if you go to conferences on Morgellons, they say, don't ever mention Morgellons because you're basically going to be written off. Nobody's going to listen to you. I say, you know what, test them. Say Morgellons, and if they don't like what they hear, fire them. Mm-hmm. Okay? You need a good doctor on your side. Functional medicine is the approach that I recommend. Simplified, I would say toxins out, nutrients in. So you're looking at cleaning your system out of all the toxins, including heavy metals. And if you go after mercury, that's the worst of them. And then you want to eat right. You want to exercise. You want to do things that are good for you. Key to this, too, I think, is calming yourself down. There's biochemistry involved. And, you know, if you look at your body as just kind of a bouncing blob here on this green planet, that's kind of the best approach. What are you putting in? What are you taking out? Well, a lot of us cannot handle things that we're not designed to handle.
Yeah. What are some places that people could look for resources online? This is something that, as we've talked about, it's pretty poorly understood. You're doing a lot of work and putting it out there so people have some resources. Where can they find that?
Well, you're welcome to look at my website, which is jwkelleher.com. The Holman Foundation has quite a bit online. The other thing to consider is going to PubMed. At this point, there's about 50 peer-reviewed publications. Over half of them will present this as delusional. But I suggest focus on the ones that don't. Look at the things like the Morgellons Research Foundation, which did a study in 2009. That's found on PubMed. Shows us that there are things like high endocrine disorders, high miscarriage rates, low body temperature, high resting heart rate. Those things need to be looked at and considered. This needs to be looked at systemically. I think the focus needs to go beyond the odd symptoms and look at the mundane ones.
Okay. Joe, what's next for you? Are you going to just keep on doing research and tracking this through time and finding out more?
Well, after the show on Discovery Life, I am working on a book. I'd like to see if I could pursue publishing that. I am an online resource, and I try and help out people as I can. A lot of people out there who are dealing with this have lost everything. And it is very drastic where the situation some of them are at. So, you know, I can only do so much, and I do what I can. And I'll continue to help people.
Yeah, well, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's Joe Kelleher. He's suffered from a disease called Morgellons disease. He's since recovered. And if you want to know more about his story, he's going to be featured on the program Diagnose Me. That's on the Discovery Life cable TV channel. That's going to be airing tonight, Friday, June 12th at 10 p.m. Thanks for listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder.